News Talk 1620 WTAW. Sandy Ferris here from the Bryan Independent School District. How did the holidays go?
They were great. It was one of those years where Christmas was right at the beginning of the break, which you always panic about because you don't have enough time to shop. But then it's great because the next 2 weeks you feel like it just feels like a longer vacation. So it was good.
Light bulb just popped in my head. What was the feedback about the Rudder High Rangerettes' participation in the Cotton Bowl?
Oh, it was great. They had a good time, represented as well. And I don't know that they were on TV. If they were, I didn't recognize them because they all had on the same uniform. But they had a great time.
Well, we have started off the second semester, and the thing that I wanted to lead off with, there's been so much attention nationally as well as statewide about the flu vaccine shortages and so forth that got me to wondering whether the flu had any impact on student and or employee absences in the district.
Not yet. I looked back at the attendance data for the week or so before we broke for the holidays. There was just a slight fluctuation here and there, nothing out of the ordinary. And I spoke with our lead nurse and got some attendance data, and right now it's fine. That's not to say that next week it won't pop up. I know that it's out there in the community, but so far we've been lucky, and we're just seeing really just at an average number of absences right now.
Is that one of those things where adults as well as children should be fighting through it and showing up at schools, or how does...
No, we would prefer that they stay home because we don't need to spread it. And from what I've heard, the strain that's going around comes on pretty quickly, at least one of them does. And I've had several people tell me they felt fine 1 hour and the next hour they had it and were down for a week. So hopefully we won't be hit too hard this year and we'll stay healthy.
All right, and we'll kind of stay on top of that as the winter continues. Let's see, down the list we go about some things, some congratulations to share.
Right, our Kickstart students from Davila, and we also have some who are older than that who are still participating, some Bryan High and Rudder students, wanted to congratulate them. They went to the 2012 Sport Karate International Amateur World Championship recently, and we have a couple of amateur world champions. Parker Brady and Dallas Trejo both won that title. Luis Rufino took eighth place in that competition. It's a week-long competition. There were competitors from all over the world. It was a record breaker. They had 28 in their 28-year history. They had more teams than ever, so that was quite an accomplishment that our kids excelled like that. And Romel Gorgolis, who is the instructor at Davila, he won his seventh world title in that championship. So we're excited for them. They're already preparing for their next competitions, national team tryouts. They may be going to Ireland, just all over the place. So they're putting Bryan ISD and Davila on the map.
Well, it's another example. It's a soapbox I love getting on about the importance of extracurricular activities, be it this or something musical, something academic.
Right.
You know, it really doesn't matter. But the benefits, those results just keep repeating themselves.
That's right. And this Kickstart is something that sets up hopefully what will be a lifestyle of making healthy choices for these kids. So we're proud of that program. Have it at Davila and Jane Long.
Well, speaking of recognitions and honors, that's the Hall of Honor and nominations. That deadline's coming up.
Right. I've been talking about this for a while. The deadline is upon us. January 25th is the deadline to nominate someone for the Hall of Honor. And this is the now in its third year program where we recognize outstanding Bryan graduates. You can find the nomination form online at either the City of Bryan website or the Bryan ISD website. There's some criteria, and you can see the past winners, and the event will be in August at Miramont Country Club, so we're hoping that we'll get a great group of people to choose from this time.
Visiting with Sandy Ferris, the Bryan School District, you have a recruitment effort coming up for Bryan Collegiate High School.
That's right. Bryan Collegiate is the region's only early college high school. This is the one where students can earn upwards of 60 college credit hours, tuition free. And we are accepting new students. And there is an informational meeting next Tuesday, January 15th at 6 p.m. So anyone who's interested in getting into Bryan Collegiate, and again, the board approved for us to accept out-of-district transfers for that program. So there will be information there about deadlines and requirements and the application process. So we encourage you, if you've thought at all about your student getting into this great program, go to that information session next Tuesday night.
And as you pointed out, the board has been several months since that action was taken. Have there been some inquiries from outside Bryan ISD?
We have had some. Maybe not the number we were hoping for, but we have had a few, so we're always welcoming more. There's a capacity in that program. Overall, 400 students from grades 9 through 12. I think they're going to take a little over 100 students in the freshman class for fall 2013. So if you're interested, be sure you get to that meeting.
And to extend what you have already said a step farther about getting into college, Blinn also being a feeder into A&M, and that's something also to take into consideration.
Right. Blinn, Texas A&M, and now Sam Houston State University are all partners with Bryan Collegiate, and they have been great about accepting these students, helping them with information, scholarship information. The last couple of years, I've just been amazed at the amount of scholarships that are offered to the students, and so we've got Bryan Collegiate alumni now who are probably almost seniors in some of the schools they were accepted into.
All right, remaining a few minutes this afternoon, I want to bring up something that we put out on the news a couple of days ago, visited at length with Superintendent Tommy Wallace about the proposal going to the Board of Trustees regarding possibly changing the attendance zones for Bryan High and Rudder High, and a reminder of that opportunity for public input on Monday.
Right. Monday night at 6 p.m. in the boardroom is a community forum for people to come and get more information about that, ask questions, find out the process that was used to determine what those zones are actually going to be. And I need to stress that until the Board of Trustees votes on this, it is not in effect yet. So this is all at the standard process before that vote takes place to make sure that everyone has information that they need.
Been a couple of days since this started being publicized. Been a couple of days since those maps and background information is now available on the Bryan School District website. What sort of feedback has there been early on?
So far, what little feedback we've gotten has been positive. People are excited that for the possibility that we may have two schools that are 4A and perhaps grouped with College Station schools. We may be looking at a new 4A alignment down the road. Really no negative comments to speak of. Mostly people just want information about where their student will go to school. They've got questions about transfers, questions about siblings, and you know, who can attend and that sort of thing. So we hope we have all the bases covered and have all those answers for people Monday night.
And again, pointing folks to the district website, a lot of information. If that still results in questions of patrons, how do they go about, if they're not able to attend Monday night's forum, how can they get questions answered?
There is a special email address set up for this. It's BISD_nominations@BryanISD.org. And if you go to the website, you'll see a news item that has information, and the email address is in that article. There are also frequently asked questions. There's a downloadable map. There is one map. We don't have more than one to look at. And if you look at that map, you'll see a dark black line that indicates what the current attendance zones are. And then the blue for Bryan High and green for Rudder, you'll see the new ones outlined in those colors.
The other thing, I know I brought this up with Dr. Wallace, and perhaps it's worth repeating here, is that this is being proposed for Bryan High and Rudder High, and only Bryan High and Rudder High.
Right. This will not affect attendance at Bryan Collegiate or Mary Catherine Harris. Those students are zoned for Bryan or Rudder, but they leave that home campus and they attend these other campuses. So when it's all said and done, the numbers that we come up with will be reduced by whoever goes to Bryan Collegiate and whoever goes to Mary Catherine Harris. So that won't change for those students. So it's just Bryan High and Rudder only.
And it also doesn't apply to middle schools and elementary schools.
Right. This is high school zoning only.
Again, BryanISD.org is the website, and then links from there to be able to get to that background. When was the last time there was, or is this the first time since the two high schools came into existence there's been an adjustment proposed?
It's the first time. Of course, we had to zone for Rudder when it was built, but this is the first time we've taken a look at it. And some people have been asking, why are we doing this? things change in 5 years. It's been 5 years since Rudder was built. And in order to be more efficient with our facilities, make sure that we've got programs available on both campuses, just a number of reasons it's going to save us some money if we are able to be classified as 4A because travel will be cut down. Kids will have more time in classes. They won't have to leave so early to go to extracurricular competition. So just a lot of factors, you know, growth in the city, growth in Bryan ISD. So it's time to take a look at it and get it done.
And, of course, that's just one little nugget of the overall district long-range planning that's been going on here for several months.
Right. Yeah. One thing school districts all have in common, we always have to account for enrollment growth. And hopefully not the other way around. But Bryan ISD has been growing over the last, decades. And we saw a little bit of a flat line on growth last year, but we're seeing an upturn again. So we've got to plan for the future.
Again, the public hearing Monday night, 6 o'clock at the administration office.
Exactly. And if you want to stay afterwards and listen to the board meeting, now they won't vote at that board meeting. Tentatively, it's scheduled for a vote on the 21st. But, again, that's tentative.
Very good. Appreciate the visit, as always.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris of Bryan School District with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.